This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Forget it. I'm going to be very workmanlike today. You remember when Fred Flintstone just clocked in, he did his shift, and he clocked out, and he's done? That's what I'm going to do. I clocked in, I'm doing the show. Blah, blah, blah. I'll do the show. Then I'm going to clock out. I'm done. Don't look for extras.
And how would you doing the bare minimum be any different than every other day?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
That's how you started this whole cockamamie conversation.
I did not, RJ. Who started this conversation, RJ, please?
I actually don't know how we got here.
Okay, here we go.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I like Adele. I love Adele. I like Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. So the RJ, with that roast, I think was very unfounded. By the way, Santiago's roast has just driven people off the deep end.
It was nasty.
It was nasty. There was vitriol. People are calling back. I mean, people want to yell at him. Twitter has become explosive. It's all.
You're
lot
acting
right
like
now.
I didn't warn
Ray,
against
just,
it.
Just let's
got
leave
very
it alone.
Personal. It felt let's like it got very it personal.
Let's leave it alone. DPHRO Rothenberg presented as always by Progressive Insurance. All right, let's get back to the Rangers. Here we are again. We were just here. Trailed against Pittsburgh 3-1, 1-5, 1-6, 1-7. Backs to the wall yet again. Going to have to do it. Winning game 6 at home, 7 on the road. Frustrated with last night. Thought they played a terrible game. But realistically, do you really give the Rangers a real chance to win the series now?
I give them a real good chance to win game 6. And then you see what happens in a game 7.
I expect they're going to win game 6.
Okay. But, I mean, I can't sit here and lie to you and pretend like I just think all of a sudden now, after what I've seen in the Boston series and now the first 3 home games of this series, that you would feel great about a game 7 in Carolina. You can't say that. Carolina's been a completely different team. Listen, I get it. But, I mean, you made the point earlier in the show. I made the point yesterday on the point, the goal that the didn't go in, but the chance you had in game 1, you put together 40 great minutes, had a chance to end that thing, and Kako misses the empty net. And that could end up being the difference.
I mean, who would think that in game 1, same thing in the first series though, right? That play at the end of game 1, you probably would have won that game, and you probably then go on for a much easier road to win the series.
That's another Kako situation too.
Yeah. It absolutely
is.
But
when you get to this point and you're playing against the best teams, it's that razor thin. Like the line is so thin as to what, and you don't know when it's going to, like what game it's going to happen in where you have the chance. And that was a chance because now, I mean, for Carolina to look the way they looked in game 4, And that have no residual effect on how they show
none
up in game 5.
None.
It's amazing to me.
And I know you say no. It's amazing to me that they can look so bad in 4 and look so great. I mean, they look so good at home for the most part, right? Game 1, they came out and they were not great, and you had your opportunity. But they are just – it's 2 different teams.
It's 2 completely different teams. Completely different teams. I mean,
like it's almost unheard of the way they are at home and on the road.
Well, I mean, the reality is that at home, the Rangers have scored 2 goals. In Carolina, the Rangers have scored 2 goals in 3
games. In 3 games.
Yeah. And with no offense to Antti Raanta, but still, I mean, he's a good
goalie.
It's
Antti
Raanta.
And by the way, 1 even strength goal in what? In 60, 120, 185 minutes? 1 5-on-5 goal?
Yeah, and 2 shorthanded goals you've given
right
up.
Right. So you get a power play and you've allowed 2 goals and you've scored 1 even strength.
Oh, that's when you say it like that.
Well, we have to bring the facts to the table, no?
Well, no. When you've scored 2 goals in Carolina in 3 games, Carolina scored two shorthanded goals against you in three games in
right.
Carolina.
And last night, specialty teams really ruined you because you allowed a shorthanded goal and a power play goal.
Well, yeah, because that kind of changed. I mean, that changes a lot. Like, I mean, I know at the time it doesn't seem like, because whenever in the first period of a game that it could completely change the outlook of a game. But that, I mean, sometimes it happens like that where, you know, you come out, like as the home team, for example, like the Carolina last night, you come out, you're flying around. It looks like you're playing exactly the way you want to play, you know, you hit a post or whatever, and you miss a couple chances, and then before you know it, boom, other teams on the power play, they score, suck the momentum right out of the – like, they suck it all out of the life, out of the building, and now you're chasing, and now it changes how you play. Like, the Rangers could have done that on the power play. They don't because Trouba turns it over, and before you know it, you're down 9-1, you know, you're down 1-0. How deflating that is.
Very deflating. And then you score – and then you think you have the lead, and then that gets ripped away from you. Isn't it amazing? And I'm not blaming the officials for last night, because that's clearly not a goal. But the like whenever there's a play, it always goes against the Rangers.
Yeah, see, I just think that's coincidence. I know you feel like that.
No.
Because that was definitely offside, but it feels, yes.
100% that's offsides. But like you, the second they're like, we're going to challenge this, I was like, there's no way it'll be a goal. Like I just knew it wouldn't be a goal.
Well, see, I was the opposite of that. I actually, when I first saw it, it looked to me like Carolina might have knocked it back into their own zone, and I was like, oh, maybe they're actually going to luck out here, and then they kept showing the same stupid angle where you couldn't tell, so I had to rewind the television.
Did you not see our group text? Hockey Insider assistant program director John Winthrop said he thought it was offsides.
I don't pay attention to that.
He said he thought it was offsides, and what more do you need?
Well, it was blatantly off, like, but just by your eye, you could tell it was blatantly offsides. The only way it wouldn't have been offsides, really, is if Carolina knocked the puck back in their own zone, which would have nullified it.
Ugh, what a shame.
That happened in the Edmonton series.
How about that pick from you, huh? Ugh. That must eat you alive. Knowing you, pick Calgary to win the whole thing. They're now done, got beaten in five. You must feel a way about that.
Yeah, especially after how game one went.
Well, they lose 4 in a row, right?
Yeah, I mean, they they scored 3 goals on 10 shots in game one. They scored, I think they scored nine goals or something in game one. And then just got, Connor McDavid said enough is enough and just completely just took the series over.
Are you the first person to lose their Stanley Cup champion in all the ESPN picks?
No. Weeksy here, but there's a couple people like Calgary. Some people have Minnesota. A bunch of people have Carolina.
Well, but Carolina's alive.
A bunch of people have Florida.
All right, Florida got ousted.
It's
earlier.
A crapshoot, man. I'm telling you right now, this is the first time I can remember in a long time. Like usually with most sports, maybe it's starting to change now with rules and everything else. But usually you say, okay, you know, like the question about the Panthers coming into the playoffs was, yeah, they score over 4 goals a game, but you know, when push comes to shove, once you get in the playoffs, things tighten up. You know, can you sustain that? Because there, I mean, defense, the whole cliche, defense wins championships. So, like, you start to favor teams that can play good defensively, right? Have good structure to their game. Goals were at, like, a high since, I think, this was the most goals per game since, like, 95 or something, I want to say. I think it was 95. And you'd think that would slow down going into the postseason because it's a series, everyone's focused, great goalies, you know, teams can lock down. The goals are up.
Not the Rangers series, they're not.
It's, like, 6.3 goals a game.
Not in this series.
Well, no, and it wasn't like that in the Dallas-Calgary series in the first round. But, that's where it's at. Like, I don't know what it is, but goal scoring is crazy right now.
This portion of DPHR and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Superbook Sports is live in New Jersey. Visit superbook.com for all the latest odds and promotions. Have a problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. By the way, Rangers tickets, another pair coming your way later in this 7 o'clock hour. John in Jersey is very upset with someone on the show. John, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, first there was Tavi Baez. Then there was Julius Randle. Now Raymond Santiago giving a big thumbs down to the fan base. He better watch himself or he's going to get shipped off to Detroit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a good call.
See what you've done, Santiago?
Yeah, you've turned people off.
I regret nothing. For the record, I'm getting a lot of support, too, so...
Let's see if that, in fact, is true. Anthony in Union Beach. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Mr. Santiago, I support you. The guy kicked rocks, self-proclaimed himself as the face of the fan base. He's not. He doesn't represent me. As a matter of fact, I think he's probably like Steve Buscemi's character and Billy Madison sitting in his mom's basement putting on lipstick. Loser.
Oh, no.
No.
This is devolved in a hurry.
I thought the roast was done.
I thought we were done. Turn into a roast.
How dare people do this? This is a guy who's committed his time, his effort.
And all of that is appreciated. I'm not saying it's not by you. I think that's great. I think it's a great thing. I just think it's gone a little too far.
You said he was creepy and you don't want to be his friend.
It is creepy and I don't want to be his friend.
Well, then you're the one making it go too far.
I value my personal space.
But how did he infringe on your space?
So sue me.
How did Lonnie or anybody within the company infringe on anything you do?
Listen, and maybe I didn't make this clear. You know, yeah, I can take things a little bit personal sometimes, but like I said, I don't have a great circle of friends, but people who are my friends I consider very close, and I allow people, again, like you guys, you can have your fun with me, and sometimes I deserve it.
But what kind of fun?
Not that kind of fun.
Oh, for God's sake.
And you're a bad guy.
But, you shouldn't consider him a friend.
I lost my train of thought.
That's probably best.
But you know, if I don't have a certain relationship with you, I don't allow you to talk to me a certain way. I'm sorry. If that makes me a bad guy, then it makes me a bad guy.
Wow.
Let's call it what it is. Do you want to be the face of the fan base? Is that what it is?
Absolutely not.
Do you want to start your own company, Ray?
The way these people are acting, no, I have enough cousins. I'm good. I don't need more.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. Hello?
Santi, maybe you start. Maybe you're
is this
face
thing
the
on?
Base.
I'm talking right into this thing.
Clock, Rick.
I get interrupted nonstop.
Maybe you start the fan base with a show that starts from 6. Like, Lonnie will be the guy when the show starts on time, and you'll be the guy from like 6 to 8 when you show up.
Oh, look at you.
I'm saying nothing. All I'm doing is trying to break. I'm the Fred Flintstone of the show today. I want to get from point A to point B without ruffling any feathers. Wilma!
I'm talking.
That's the biggest lie you've ever told, by the way.
No. Don't take shots at me now. I've done nothing to you.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
At some point, before the hour is done, we're going to give away another pair of New York Rangers tickets for the all-important Game 6 against the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right, make sure you explain to people, though, when they, like, how, what's going to happen here. This isn't going to be like, hey, here's the number, call, you'll be, you know, number 3 and you win.
No, you actually have to put your mind to work. There's some Rangers knowledge. We're going to ask you a mathematical equation involving Rangers numbers. You get it right, you win the tickets.
It's a nice contest. It really is.
It's a nice contest, and then the K show, and they'll probably be just bland about it, right? Caller number 5.
Yeah, I mean, this is Peter's off on vacation.
Right.
Who knows?
And they're not as creative as we are on the show.
No.
But that being said, they're going to have 4 pairs of tickets. I imagine 1 every hour of their show today.
That would make sense.
Right?
Well, of course they'd have the four, too. Like, God forbid we have, you know, one for each hour. Like, we have three, and they have three. But it's just
they have 4 hours.
Why? Well, we have 3 hours.
That's a good point. So, really, you're just upset we didn't get the extra pair.
Yeah, it's a lack of respect is what it is.
Is that why you're killing the clock today?
Destroying it, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's on you. Like, I've tried to break, and you just stand in my way.
I don't care. It's a Friday.
You're like a bouncer. Like, I'd like to get out of here. No.
No. No. We hurt people's feelings today. The roast was maybe the greatest roast we've ever had on the show. But
it was quite a roast. It was
carnage.
Quite a roast.
Things will be neat. Feelings have been hurt.
Yeah.
Relationships have been ruined.
Forever damaged.
So, I mean, I might as well. We're going to kill relationships. Let's kill the clock. You know what?
No, but the clock I get yelled at. All right, so listen to this. This is incredible. So Nestor Cortez, sensational again yesterday, right? So he comes up in 2018 with Baltimore. He's 23 years old. He pitches in four games, has an ERA of 7.71. The next year, pitches with the Yankees.
Yep.
He goes 5-1, but he's not very good. Has an ERA of 5.67, 75 hits. And 66 innings pitched with 42 runs, 42 earned runs, 16 home runs, right? So he's not very good. The Yankees get rid of him. Goes to Seattle, right? An ERA in five games of 15. They release him. Yankees pick him up last year. Unbelievable, right? Record aside, he was 2-3, but his ERA was 2.90, and he was sensational. And this year, you can argue I think you could argue he's the best pitcher in baseball right now. And if not, he's clearly a top five pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I would say he's right there at the top, but I mean what Justin Verlander is doing to start.
Fine.
The season is,
but if I say to you Nestor Cortez is a top five pitcher in baseball, you're gonna argue that?
Once you get over the fact that it's Nestor Cortez, yeah, like once you get past that, I mean what you just documented as far as how it started and now where we're at, right? I mean, even last year. No, he just stepped in and he was great. And I think a lot of people said, okay, was this a one-time deal or is this something that he can continue moving forward?
I think most people expected this is a one-off, right? He had a great year. The league will catch up to him. He's not going to be the same guy. He's been better.
Yeah, but it's almost perfect timing for him, though. Because of, I mean, you got to imagine, right? Like most of these guys with all the work they put in during the offseason and the amount of starting pitchers and let's face it, the fact that starting pitchers are only going five innings, right? You're going to see a lot of bullpen. A lot of these guys are throwing, you know, 97, 98, 99. You're seeing guys throw 100. Is that, you know, a lot of the stuff you do in the offseason is making sure, like, you can handle high velocity. And then I got this little lefty that comes in throwing, you know, low to mid-90s, changing arm angles, quick pitching me and everything else. It's a lot different than I'm used to seeing, which I think he benefits from.
It's unbelievable. Let's take a listen about how he pushed his way onto the mound in the ninth inning. Here is Nestor Cortez on going back in for the ninth.
When I went out there for the ninth and all those fans were cheering, I mean, I had goosebumps going out to the mound, so it was pretty cool and my adrenaline was rushing for sure.
Well, it's pathetic also. You're in Tampa and all those fans are cheering.
Well, it's not pathetic. That's what happens when you're in Tampa. The Yankees can't show up.
That's pathetic.
Have you been to the Trop before?
I'm not saying I don't know that happens. Saying
what's pathetic is that they won't get them a new stadium is what's pathetic. Because they actually have a really good fan base. Like, as far as the people that watch the Rays love the Rays, but getting to St. Pete is not.
And they've been good. They've been good forever.
They're well,
and they're only getting better.
And if they could actually, you know, build a nice new stadium in Tampa. They would probably be able to spend more money than they're spending now, obviously.
Who started for the – it was Yarbrough last night, right? For the Rays? Yeah.
Yes.
In watching him pitch, he actually reminded me very much of Cortez. Like, he was that same kind of, you know, off-speed, junk ball, keeping guys off-balance pitcher.
Well, I think that's one of the things that they try to do, especially with their bullpen. Like, that's their philosophy in their bullpen is they got a bunch of guys that come at you with different arm angles – just so you don't have the repetition of seeing the same kind of pitcher over and over again. You don't feel comfortable. Because that's tough, man. Like, hitting is tough. When you're seeing these, I mean, you're seeing so many different, like, how many starting pitchers do you see that teams are allowing to get through the order a third time?
Not many.
Not many, right? So I'm going to see the same pitcher twice, And then for the next two or three at-bats, I'm probably seeing three different pitchers. That's not easy.
No. And this guy throws junk, and this guy throws 101, and this guy throws from the left side, and this guy goes from the right side.
Which, honest to God, I think really benefits Nestor Cortez. He's burst on the scene at the right time.
Yeah. It's the perfect storm, but boy, is he good. Let's go to Brian and Wayne. Good morning, Brian. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing really well. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I know it's hard to answer this question, but honestly, do you really think Cole was the right answer last year when Nestor was killing it towards the end and, game against the Red Sox? I mean, I get it for the money. I mean, you had to play Cole. I mean, that's why you got him. Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, in terms of – and the fan base would have killed you if Nestor got lit up. But if he won, no one would have heard a thing.
Well, if you won, you would have been praised.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, he was the hottest one at the end, and now he's still continuing to
matter.
Be actually much – yeah,
it's
I know.
Not, it's not going to matter. I mean, look at the numbers, Brian. You know? Look at the numbers this year. Cole's ERA is over 3 now, right? It's got to be after his performance the other night.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with, the decision that they made. It has nothing to do with his ERA. If Cole was healthy, Cole was pitching that game.
Well, I understand. But right now, the number, statistically, and what he's done, Nestor Cortez at the moment, I think is a better pitcher than Gerrit Cole.
From start to finish, Nestor Cortez has been the better
but if
so
you
far
get, I guarantee you when we get to the postseason, Gerrit Cole will start. If there's a one game, well, I guess there's not one game anymore. But if you have to win one game, best pitcher out there, it will be Cole every time over
I'll tell you
Nestor
what, though,
Cortez.
You want to know what's crazy? Let's see if we're in the same frame of mind here. You know what's
all right.
Crazy about these two? And I don't know how many people would expect this. So you mentioned the ERA, right? So Nestor Cortez right now is at a 1.7. Gerrit Cole's at a 3.31. If I were to say, what would the biggest discrepancy between these two pitchers be, numbers-wise? If you were to guess.
Innings pitched?
No, they've both started the same amount of games.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Cole's been pulled early in a couple games.
Cortez, 53 innings. Gerrit Cole, 51 and two-thirds.
All right, so that's the same. Home runs allowed?
Cole's actually allowed more home runs. He's allowed 6, Cortez 4.
Right.
No, that's not make the salt A, is that when you watch Nestor Cortez pitch and you watch Gerrit Cole pitch, you would just assume reputation stuff that Gerrit Cole, even though the ERA is not as good, would be better that with strikeouts, right?
Sure.
No. Gerrit Cole's got 62, Nestor has 61.
That really is amazing.
Right?
Rather than have me guess and look foolish, you could have come up with it earlier. But yes, that really is a remarkable statistic.
Wow. I mean, his numbers really, we really sit down here and look at
the numbers. I told you, they are unbelievable.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'm more excited about the game than I am the actual giving away of the tickets.
The game we play to give away the tickets?
Yes, I like this game, yeah.
It's a fun game. This is what we do. We create fun moments for everyone to experience.
Which we should. I mean, that's kind of our job, isn't it?
Well, you would think so. Let's go to JoJo in Nutley. Good morning, JoJo. How you doing, buddy?
Love Nutley.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm in a bit of a predicament. Uh-oh. After the Rangers lost yesterday, immediately got tickets because I like to go to the elimination games or any game that, I can bring
the Rangers some faith. So I called my best friend, who we always go to these games with, and he was supposed to be going to a wedding. He canceled. He told them he can't go to the wedding because he understands that he has to be at this game. I thought we're all on the same page. My wife came home. She's like, "Are we going?" And I'm like, "What? No, I'm bringing, you know, Pete. I'm bringing Pete." And she's not happy with me now. She thought she was coming to the game.
Is she a big fan, JoJo?
We've watched all the games that we don't go to. I watch it with her, like at home, and she knows the players, starting to learn. But I mean, I just think this is superstition. Like, I gotta go, man. I'm trying to help.
Well, superstition or not, your friend is clearly a fan if he's opting out of a wedding he had already agreed to go to.
Yeah, he's using some excuses. I hope they're not listening right now because they're not.
I hope they are. What's his name? Pete who?
I might be throwing him under the bus, but Pete's a warrior. Let's just say that.
I love it.
Well, why didn't you just say that? Why didn't you just tell your wife that Pete is the one that gave you the tickets?
That's a good idea. But I don't know. I'm usually the connect with the tickets. But I got lucky, and we're getting the tickets. And I think my wife has to understand. Like, listen, this
JoJo,
is,
I got it for you. I think even Rick,
yeah.
Who doesn't like
take
my.
Life advice from Dave.
Can I give the advice before you come down on me, please, Rick?
I'm not going down on anything. Just
for God's sakes. JoJo, take her out for a gorgeous dinner tonight. Take her out for a romantic, beautiful dinner tonight and say, "I wish I could bring you to the game tomorrow. I got to bring Pete. We have our tradition. I'm going to take him, but I want to spend some special time with you." I wanted to rub old mayonnaise on myself. Rick, tell me that's not a good idea.
It's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's exactly what you should do.
I threw out, if there's nice weather on Sunday, I'll take you to the beach. I thought that
was no.
It's a terrible idea.
If it's nice weather, then I'll take you to the beach? No. No.
You make a nice Friday night. That's it.
And now you're before the game. I want to take you on a special dinner tonight.
Or a Saturday brunch. How about a brunch Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I'm doing that. You guys are the best.
There you go.
Give me my little cookie.
There you go. What do you mean take advice? I can give good advice.
Occasionally, yeah. I don't count on it.
Was that good advice?
That was good advice, yeah.
All right. Lou and Manalapan. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, guys. Hope all is well. Excited for the weekend. Let's go Mets. Let's go Rangers, as always. I got to agree with Santiago a little bit, and I didn't even hear the roast. And maybe the company is going to hate this perspective from me. But, you know, to be honest, I think the company just came out, you know, when you guys moved to 5 to 8. And a couple of us loyal fans of the old time slot and just loyal fans of you guys in general, you know, I kind of get the same vibes that I get from the 7 line at Citi Field. It's like, you know, they make it like they're the only Met fans. And you know, the company, you know, I never got officially initiated. I don't know if I would be initiated.
Oh, you'd be initiated. Lou, you're a good fan of the program. And the company is not saying that they are the be-all, end-all. They just have their club, and people are welcome to join their club if they're fans of the show.
And I understand that. But to make it, it's just the language. It's the good morning, cousin Dave. Good morning, Uncle Rico. Like the whole thing is a little bit too much. But that's not the only point that I was calling for. But I agree with Santiago. The Rangers can't lose Game 6, and here's why. You know, and I'm fine with. I'm not fine with it, but I'm.
That's a strong point, Lou.
Yeah, he's really making some good ones there.
No, listen. Here's the point. You know, if they lose Game 7, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. I'm going to be upset with it, but I don't expect anything versus Tampa Bay. You know, Tampa Bay is just going to run circles around the Rangers. That's not the point. Get to the Eastern Conference Final if you have it in you. But last night they clearly proved to us that when they go to Carolina, when they get on the road and they have to, you know, play with their backs against the wall, they just can't find that excitement that they had, you know, in Game 4 or, you know, they have at the Garden. And I think this run shows what this Rangers team's going to have for a long time. You know, the no quit in New York philosophy with these young kids, it's a big deal. And you know, I'm excited for the future. I just hope that they could end this right. And, you know, good luck versus the Bolts if they get there. But
listen, you know, you're going to be, thanks for the call, Lou. You're going to be disappointed no matter when it ends. Okay. But I think there's something to be said about what he just brought up. Win tomorrow, right? Win at home, and then whatever happens, Game 7 in Carolina. If the Rangers lose in Game 7 in Carolina, this has been a phenomenal season for them.
I agree, but you'll still, I mean, you said it earlier in the show, you'll still look back at Game 1 and
of course,
yourself.
Of course, and that's just the lunacy that I bring to the table. But you can't deny that they have, if they lose Game 6, it's been a phenomenal season.
If they lost Game 7 to the Penguins, I thought they would have had a good season.
So they've done wonderfully. Now you'd like to close it out better, and you're going to be upset no matter when it falls, right? I mean, if you lose Game 6, you'll be upset. If you lose Game 7, you'll be upset. If you get
less upset if they lose Game 6, though, way less upset.
If you lose Game 6?
Yeah, well, for me personally, yeah, it would be much less upset.
I see where you're going there. All right. Let's give away some tickets to Game 6. What do you think about that?
I think we should
as well. Rangers fans, listen up. We are right now giving you a chance to be at Game 6 tomorrow night at the Garden. Here's what you do. You pick up your phone and you call 1-800-919-3776. And then you can be in person at the Garden watching your Blue Shirts. Keep it locked into the Michael Kay Show today starting at 3 p.m. For another four chances to score Game 6 tickets, the Rangers are in Round 2 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs, and MSG Networks has you covered. Watch pre- and post-game coverage with highlights, analysis, and exclusive team access before and after every single playoff game. So 1-800-919-3776. I have the list of questions in front of me, right in front of me. Now, the winning question of Round 1, the first tickets we gave away, just to kind of rehash the experience, was Mika minus Vetrano equals what? So it was Mika 93 minus Vetrano 77 equals Strome 16. So we'll give you the players. You do the math on your own. Are you ready to play, Rick? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm nervous, to be honest, but I'm also ready. Let's go with Scott in Livingston. Scott, good morning. Welcome. With a chance to win Rangers tickets. We're good. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you a huge Rangers fan?
I've been watching every game except for the West Coast games because they're past my bedtime.
All right. I can deal with that. Barclay Goodrow. Plus Capo Caco.
Goudreau plus the Caco.
8 seconds.
41.
41 is who? I'm sorry, it's over.
Ding!
I'm sorry, it's over.
It wasn't 41.
It was not 41.
No.
I don't even think they have a 41. But I just wanted to see who he would say. All right, let's go to Jersey. Kevin, good morning. How are you, Kevin?
Great, awesome. How are you guys doing?
You're excited. You're going to win. I can feel you're going to win. You're a huge Rangers fan, aren't you? Love them.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Igor Shesterkin minus Jacob Trouba.
Ryan Strome.
You're terrible. Strome. No, that was awful.
Ding!
That was just egregious. No. Ryan Strome.
Yeah, it wasn't what you want.
No, that was awful.
This is backfiring now.
Not backfiring. I think it's fun. Take a breath. Let's kind of remotivate, refocus. Here we go. 800-919-3776. Jerome in Cliffside. Good morning, Jerome.
Hey, good morning.
You're a big Rangers fan, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I pretty much say I am. My link to the Rangers, June 14th, 1994, the most hellacious day of my life. My mom passed away at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my
God. Hoist the Stanley Cup at 10 o'clock at night. I'll never forget it. I bleed blue. Let's go Rangers.
All right. Let's go Rangers. I can't even comment on that. That's a lot to unpack.
But it is. It is. But you know what? You know what? Sports give you the highs and the lows.
They,
we all know
they
that.
They certainly do. All right, Jerome, let me ask you the question. Here we go. Jacob Trouba plus Adam Fox. Jacob Trouba plus Adam Fox. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Goodbye, Jerome.
Oh, we got 23.
Oh, goodbye, Jerome.
That was an easy one. I thought that was going to be
that was a
slam dunk.
A lay up. Okay. Foreman in Comac. Hello, Foreman.
What's up, guys? Let's go Rangers.
Let's go Rangers. Attaboy. All right, here we go. Foreman.
Durkin and Schneider. What is happening with these people?
I don't know. Foreman, here we go. Right in your wheelhouse. Here we go. Philip Hedel plus Barclay Goodrow. Philip Hedel. Oh, Foreman. You know what? That's the man that deserves the tickets. Foreman, congratulations. That's terrific.
My goodness. Let's go, Rangers, baby.
Foreman, who are you bringing to the game?
I'm going to bring my wife.
Wow.
It's a smart move.
That is a smart move. Then you avoid the dinner the night before, the brunch the morning of. You bring her right to the game.
If the Rangers win, I'm taking her for the dinner, the beach. We'll do it.
Nice. Maybe get a box of popcorn down at the seats. See what happens.
There you go.
Let's go.
I like the movie Diner. Very, very well played, Rick. Always classy. Foreman, congratulations. That's terrific.
See, this is why I like the contest, though, as opposed to just the first caller or whatever.
Because it's lazy.
Well, it's not lazy, but he was the one that he clearly deserved, boom, right yes. away, clearly deserved the ticket.
Because there's no talent in pressing buttons quickly.
I apologize that for Ray. Ray, that was a shot at you, and I apologize.
No, it wasn't a shot at Ray.
What Ray does is genius.
Anyone who thinks that this is easy is welcome to come in and
Ray, you don't
do
think I was taking shots at you, do you?
Like I said, anyone who thinks this is easy is welcome to come in and take the job. I could use the extra sleep.
That was a blatant shot at Raymond Santiago.
Or on Mondays, you just sleep yourself right in.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. All right, Rick, you had mentioned this the other day. Brian Daboll. Let's get into it quickly before we get into the three stars from the great Raymond J. Santiago. Brian Daboll, let's take a little listen to what he had to say. How has Daniel Jones done with aggressiveness in Giants OTAs this offseason?
Good. Yeah, I think those are all good learning lessons. Can he fit in that window? Can he move the safety with his eyes? Can he anticipate where a receiver's going to be based on the choice that the receiver has? That's going to be all the way through the rest of these OTAs and through training camp. I think that's why you practice. For a quarterback especially, like, it's okay to make a mistake in practice. You touch the ball on every single play. Let's go ahead and find out, you know, what we need to work on, and let's continue to be as aggressive as we can.
I could be wrong. For some reason, I just have a And I felt good about Joe Judge as well. So I could be wrong. I think this is different. I think there's something that's going to be really good about Brian Daboll.
I did not feel good about Joe Judge. But I agree with you. I feel good about him because I feel like he's a guy who knows how to communicate, which I think is priority number one, especially with today's players. And I think he has not the track record as a head coach, but one of his most important jobs is to figure out whether or not Daniel Jones can play. And if I'm Daniel Jones and I'm paying attention, which I'm sure he is, and sees what Brian Daboll did with Josh Allen, I'm going to listen to what this guy is telling me.
Absolutely. And I think Daniel Jones is very coachable. But let's look at what he's had to endure. And I'm not making excuses, but
These are reasons.
I mean, he's had a multitude of different head coaches. Some of them were not great. And Jason Garrett, I thought, was just not a very good offensive coordinator for him. All right, that's to start. The offensive line has been hideous. Hideous. So you look at the offensive line, you think it should be much improved, and you trust in Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka. So who knows? Listen, Daniel Jones might not be good, but the one thing you need answered this year for the Giants is, what is he? I think you'll get that answer one way or the other.
No, you have to. And I think that's partly why, you know, Brian Daboll's trying to fix him or get the best out of him. So you use OTAs, you use training camp, use the preseason to figure out, you know, what he's good at, what he's not, and what we need to work on, like throws he can make and throws he can't. Because guess what? If you screw up in practice, it's fine. We're not keeping score. This is the time to do it. This is the time to try new things. But I also think part of, and I kind of had this, a similar experience, is that when you come in and you struggle, it starts to chip away, erode at your confidence. And now you're so, you know, someone like Daniel Jones that's been so focused on, you know, trying not to turn the ball over, is now you start thinking you're playing slow, and that's the opposite of what you want to be doing. You can't sit there in the pocket and your first thought is, well, I don't want to make that throw because I'm afraid I'll make a mistake. No, you see it, you make the play. Like, you got to play fast. You can't worry about making mistakes. And I think that's with, you mentioned the coaches and the offensive system being changed. I mean, this is his third coach in 4 years. Barkley's been hurt. Wide receivers have been hurt. Offensive line stinks. Is that you got to give this kid the best opportunity to actually go out there and show you what he can do. And if he's sitting there the entire time, petrified to make a mistake, you're not going to get the best out of him that way.
Absolutely not. Listen, he's an athletic kid. He's a smart kid. He's a coachable kid. The offensive line should be way better. The coaching staff should be way better. You should have a healthy Saquon, right? Galladay's got to be better than he was last year. Kadarius Toney hopefully will be healthy. Shepard should be back. So we'll see. We'll see what he's capable of doing.
Yeah, and this is it for him.
This is it.
He realizes that.
Bad season, you're done. All right, Raymond, I mean...
Ray J,
you have so many choices to choose from. It's now time for three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
So number three is going to go to Ray Liotta, rest in peace, a.k.a. Henry Hill, a.k.a. Tommy Vercetti. Not just because he passed away, but also because he made passes at Rick's wife. That takes a lot of... I don't know what used the word. Spunk, maybe? Sure.
Balls. Yeah. Well, not relax. The spunk talk. We're trying to avoid that.
Chutzpah.
Whatever. There you go. Whatever. He made a pass at Rick's wife is the story.
Multiple passes.
Number two.
Dave Rothenberg, because he tries to pretend that he's Fred Flintstone, you know, using his foot power to drive to and from instead of driving that wonderful Mercedes. But he did a great job driving the show today.
Wilma!
Avoided situations like this.
1-800-919-3776. Hello?
Is
this thing on?
The thing is on.
It's amazing. I mean, can you believe you did that? I'm in the middle of talking. You just interrupt me.
Number one.
I'm speaking into this.
Great job with the Rangers contest, guys. Didn't go perfectly, though. We had situations like this.
Ryan Strome.
You're terrible. No, that was awful.
Ding!
Egregious.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah, great. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. All right, let's bring him in. KJM in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN. The great Jay Williams. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, boys. Wait, Rick, somebody made a pass at your wife? What the hell am I hearing?
Ray Liotta. Multiple passes, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, right. Just sitting right in front of me.
That's kind of like you're like,
and
wow,
they were married, Jay.
That's Goodfellas. I was like, wow.
I was kind of honored.
Response?
Yeah, I was honored. Really,
exactly. And rest in peace.
I know.
Yeah. Today probably not the day that we.
Yeah, I was
over that. Right.
Memories, right? That's what it's all about. I mean,
that's true.
It was a memory.
Yeah, you have to live it into existence. You have to praise it.
Goodfellas, your movie of choice for one Ray Liotta, Jay?
Probably so. Like I just. Like me being from Jersey, guys, like that's our cup of tea here. Like I always thought I was Italian, even though I'm not Italian. You know what I mean? We talk with my hands. I'm from Jersey.
Sicilian, yeah, you're Sicilian.
Well, you're not Italian.
What?
You're not Italian?
No, I'm not Italian. Huh. You didn't know that?
I did not. I thought you were Italian. Yeah,
confusing. I know.
Very confusing. All right, so this Nets situation. What do you think happens? You think they trade Kyrie?
I'm kind of in a state of depression. Can I tell you guys why?
Because work with Max and Naki.
We'll uplift you.
Well, that is one aspect of it, yes. Because I'm looking at what the NBA Finals are about to be. And it's going to be the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. You see where I'm going here? Mm-hmm. And I watched the Boston Celtics go through the transition process of having Kyrie Irving on that team. And they had my young fellow on that team, Jason Tatum, watching him from Duke. And I saw the way that dynamic worked. And I saw it like literally shatter. Right in front of me. And He got replaced with Kemba Walker. You start seeing him make adjustments. And now all of a sudden, like, they have a championship culture with the assistant coach that was once on the Brooklyn Nets staff. Okay? Kyrie leaves. All of a sudden, they blossom. KD with the Golden State Warriors. He's there. He wins two finals MVPs. He gets them two championships. There's a whole, like, whose team is it? What's going on? He gets misdiagnosed. He leaves Golden State. Now he goes to Brooklyn. Now we have the two teams that both these two star players were on that have found ways to revamp, keep their culture intact, and now are about to be in the world championship game. And we're having a conversation about whether Kyrie is going to sign an extension. And it's drama once again. Like, so, I think Brooklyn's going to be okay. But, man, I'm ready for it to be quiet. I'm ready for there to be no drama at all. Rick and Dave, it's like that girl that you date back in the day where you're like, please, just give me a couple weeks where we don't get in the fight. I don't want to have a fight anymore. I'm over it. I just want to have us have fun and hold hands and go to the park and read a book. Can we just have no drama, please? That's what I want for the Nets.
Yeah, but she's a smoke show, Jay.
I know. That's Rick, you got it. That's the problem. And you're not going to find a smoke show anywhere else. Yeah, I know. I went with read a book.
Yeah, no, that was an interesting.
All right, quickly, 10 seconds. 10 seconds. I don't mean to rush you, but I'll get yelled at. No, I want to know this. So the report is KD hasn't spoken to them. Why would, if that's true, I'll take that for true, why would Brooklyn leak that they're not interested in signing Kyrie? Isn't that playing with fire with KD?
Yeah, I don't think that makes any sense to me. That sounds something that was manufactured, to be honest with you, Rick. Like, when I leave work for 2 weeks, I'm not calling work to check in. Like, and nor is that creating drama. So I everybody's talking. They're just back-channeling it.
Okay.
That was well done.
It was 10 seconds. A good answer.
It was
I feel like
concise.
I was 12, 13, but yeah.
You're a star. Listen, Dave made two, Dave, weekend.
Jay, Dave made two babies in 10 seconds.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's impressive, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm trying to retire from
all
the
baby. All right, Jay, now we got to go. Now you got to go. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too, guys. Enjoy Memorial Day, brothers.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, we will.
And we might be right here. You never know. All right. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, plague a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
let's go Rangers
on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.